agenda item of financial reports. Linda Alderman is here, plus Brent Fulmer is here in attendance. Linda, who's your financial report?
I don't know that there is anything else really to report, except that you have a copy of where we are at so far, year-to-date, March 7th, yesterday. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
You have so much?
I'm certain on it.
Okay.
On the expenses already, we've already up to what, 23% of our auto expense, we're already over expense for non-road use, and we're probably a third over 133% of the equities area expense for the year.
Those are expenses on the truck, which Larry made a recommendation. He drove that red truck out to the ranch and said he thinks we should sell it.
Yeah, I talked to him about that. Thing's still under power.
There's many problems with it.
We get something that will do the job. I think that's what blew the motor is it's under power.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, the expenses that are on here are for that, and then I think there's some of the Kubota on here also. The fuel, I don't know what the results were from checking up. Ole has to give you a report on what is happening with the fuel there. And then the headquarters area, those expenses are, that expense right there is the roof for the addition that we did last year.
Okay.
That's what that expense is.
Okay.
My thought is we should be looking at, for a vehicle, for a ranch vehicle, a Rhino type ATV, this vehicle. It'll save us on fuel, insurance, money, repairs. They're a simpler vehicle. They get 23 to 25 miles per gallon. He's going to be running up and down the roads. We should be looking at something like that. I'm not saying necessarily this year, but we should be looking into that.
It's some stuff we'll have to do. We definitely need to look at our
vehicles.
Our vehicle expenses. Really taken some hits on that the past year.
We have.
We got over $1,000 worth of expenses we got on older vehicles right now.
Right. So we probably should have some sort of. We need to look into that, research that, and we probably need someone in charge to volunteer to help. Don Cox.
No, that's fine. Let me just make a suggestion, okay? I've got a dealer's license, so we can get things at cost down at the auction, okay? Value on that 97, I'm guessing, is probably going to be $7,500 to $8,500 in there. And I can take that money and I can get us something down there at the auction probably for about $3,000 to $4,000 that will be a little bit heavier duty to get the job done.
Needs to be able to pull over.
Yeah. And then if
why does it need to
crash
trigger? Well, now pull a horse trigger.
He has a valid point. We've eliminated any responsibility by the ranch for the horses. So if Ole wants to pull horses, he needs to make
this decision. I'm in an agreement with Don. If we can get something that's heavy duty, okay, and that's what we need at the ranch.
But I think that if Ole is going to pull horse trailers, he should be doing it on his vehicles because he makes money on from his horse business. The ranch has gotten out of the horse business. We're not involved in that horse business. So if he wants to
as far
his horses,
truck use should be spelled out.
Yeah,
we need to do that. So we need to set up some policies for that.
I agree.
And procedures.
You know, need to market the truck then.
We need a better
truck. We assume, and I take responsibility, a big part of responsibility for that. You know, Corey Harney's offered a super truck and relatively low miles. Jim's a contractor, I'm assuming he's pulling trailers around and everything, and it had plenty of power to do the job. We get it out there, we'll find out that it doesn't. You know, we don't just have horse trailers before, we also have the trash trailer.
Trash trailer.
And that trash trailer, believe it or not, can be heavy when you got a lot of wet trash in there with those sideboards on it, you know, and it's just overloaded.
Yeah.
Or not really overloaded. It's a heavy trailer.
It's downhill the whole way.
Yeah. And that is a good point. But I pulled that trash trailer many times with my, I have a one-ton truck very similar to the, it's older, much older than the one we have, but it's got a manual transmission. And my truck, of course, it's got very low rear ends. I mean, top speed on my truck is about 55 miles an hour. So, it's really low gear. But it pulls trailers just fine. And I think that we'd be far better served to let Don do what he could do with it, you know, sell it off and see, get us something heavier duty. Because we do, on occasion, we do need to pull trailers, and there's just no getting around it.
Well, we have the flatbed trailer that we
We do have a big flatbed trailer that we pull, and I've pulled that many times with that one on mine and, you know, stuff. And I mean, we're always pulling pipe and culverts and you name it with that trailer.
There are things that need to be hauled.
And we hauled, I mean, we hauled those big cement culverts on the ranch trailer, pulling it behind the board. And so I think we need a good truck that will do that. And, you know, and the other thing is that ultimately if we want to keep doing business at all, we have to have reliable vehicles because you can't have your manager out there walking on the road.
No.
You know, two-thirds of the way in now. So, anyway.
Perfectly, Don, my truck's got a flatbed on it.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's because I have flatbed, but, you know, for a ranch type surface, flatbed is
the
only way
to go.
You know, I was just thinking, if we could take that flatbed off on something else, you know. On the get-go, you look at that truck, and I'm really amazed at GM for a one-ton, put that 5.7 in there, okay? But when you look at it, you think, oh, yeah, this is heavy duty. It's not your fault or anything else, okay? It should have, but it's too light. So let me see what I can do on that.
Okay.
Can I give you this, Ben?
That's
the warranty on the new motor.
Okay.
That's that warranty on the new motor. Can I give you that, Ben, for the truck?
Let's make copies for this.
Okay.
The one that we have.
Okay, then I'll take
that.
Oh, you
want to
do it?
Here, Linda, you keep track of that. And there's also the liability on
the
worst incident there. Okay, then I'll make a motion that we look into selling the present vehicle that we have. Which one is it? The GMC?
GMC.
And upgrading and taking that money and that Don Cox would take that money with the auction. Get us a suitable vehicle for the ranch that's heavy duty and more reliable.
I second the motion.
Aye.
Votes?
Aye.
Motion passed. Get back to where we were. Linda, you feel that the expenses, or we're okay where we're at with expenses. Are there anything outstanding that the board needs to be aware of?
Barbara and I are working on some tax issues the ranch changed from the time that she was doing it where we had employees to now where we don't have employees, so we've got some withholding issues that are going on that she and I are working on. It's just a matter of helping them to understand where we're at and getting all of that cleared up, and that's kind of, that's one of those things that I was afraid to do because my brain wasn't working when I was sick. And so this month I will be working on that.
All right. Please work with Barbara on that.
Sam.
Okay.
My big concern with the finances at the ranch are the expenses on vehicles and the expenses on gasoline. They are way high, and I think it's inappropriate, and I think it's a matter of misunderstanding or misuse. I don't know which.
We need to find that out. There's obviously some issues. We've had transportation issues, and we need to get a handle on that. And as far as fuel usage, we need to get a handle on that.
I get a bill from M&D Auto Diesel every month.
We last board meeting,
something where Ole is going to fill out a record of gas usage, how many miles he drove,
not only,
and to where.
He's on his way.
And he agreed that he would do that.
Yeah, and there's a management report book or a journal they
well, that was part of the fuel usage thing.
Yeah, it's right on that.
It's all on that.
So he needs to agree to that.
He's not agreeing to that.
He's already agreed to
here. Yeah.
And he's supposed to have that form with him today.
He's on his way here. We should get the report when he's here. So we'll
so those are only my, that's what my two concerns on finances.
We're on that, and I don't know what's going on out there on the ranch net, but I think there has to be an adult driver. Now, we haven't any young, I mean, somebody said at one time there was a 15-year-old.
Last year, only when his family was there.
You know, and I really think, you know, we need to have an adult driver behind
our liability. I'm sure our life insurance.
As soon as it was determined that our insurance would cover it,
that stopped.
Like I said, we need to develop some policies and procedures for a ranch vehicle and what they do.
So are we still getting a monthly vehicle along?
No, only when he asks for it.
If he's using his own vehicle and you know that he asks for it, and because our vehicles are down, he's using it, yeah, I believe.
$100.
Now that spring is coming and things are thawing out, and
we'll find out more.
We're getting to fairly soon where we're going to start having people show up, and we're going to incur regular expenses for supplies and other things. I know it was brought up by Ole before that they had a problem with buying stuff and then getting reimbursed after the fact, and I was thinking about it this week. And I thought, why couldn't we come up with a card that Linda could transfer money to, so Ole can submit to Linda, hey, I've got X, Y, Z amount of expenses. I think it's going to cost this much. Linda, can you transfer the money into that card? He spends the money, gives a receipt to Linda, and it's done. And it's only for those expenses at those times. So it's not like we're putting a big pot of money in there and he can just spend. It's... You know what I mean? Because you can do an electronic transfer, and that is easily done.
You can get a card, too, that has, like, a $200
predetermined amount.
However you want to do that.
You don't have to call her each time. It's just that's all on the card.
Yeah.
That's all that can go off the card.
But I think that's reasonable. If we're going to have him buying stuff for us, to have him use his own account and then reimburse. If that's too difficult, or if he's not getting, feels he's not getting reimbursed fast enough, then that's an alternative.
I bring checks to every meeting so that I can reimburse them. So the only problem on that was them collecting the bill, the receipts, which should not be a problem because I need to have those receipts so that I know where to put it.
They have to have receipts.
Yeah,
absolutely.
One of the things you can't expect an employee to do is go into their own pocket to buy things for the organization.
And I agree on that.
And so I think Dustin's idea is an excellent idea.
I do too, but I need
account. In a county, he doesn't need a card.
Right.
Yeah.
The account set up.
But if he goes to like Costco or something.
Right.
And that would save the ranch money if they did.
Actually,
it's very easily managed.
Yeah, actually, the other part of that is when I go to stores,
he makes a special trip down there.
Buy
$200 worth of stuff.
The car.
No, it doesn't.
Or anybody.
It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, if he's already going there.
So,
I mean, really, there's no sense for Ole to go to St. George to buy anything because there's...
Well, they're travel.
We live there. I'm up here all the time.
That's 3 days a week.
So, I mean, there's no sense in going to Costco to buy stuff unless he's making a...
Yeah.
Basically, a personal trip to St. George or else if he's required to go down there for other ranch business. Otherwise, it doesn't make
sense. Yeah, he could do it all here. I agree.
Do it all here, or else we can pick it up and bring it up for him.
If he had a card, he would still have to provide receipts.
Yeah, and that's
absolutely.
That's been my problem in the past.
It might be like a congressional budget, meaning you automatically have to spend that amount, or you won't get it again. And I don't ever like those.
Yeah.
So to see what Dustin's I did though, then you're going to have a second record. Okay.
It's a separate account. The monies are, he notifies Linda, I need this amount of money in the account. She just does an electronic transfer, very easily done, very quickly. He estimates how much he thinks it's going to cost. And then after the fact, he gives her a receipt. We also see it electronically.
I know.
It's very easy.
But it comes on a statement.
That's right. It's very simple.
I just need receipts and communication memos.
Yeah. So I think that we have an electronic record of what was spent, and then he just brings the receipts at the end of the month. I think that's reasonable.
It is.
And
let's
easy.
Look into that. Linda, would you mind looking into
talk to the bank
kind of, with our bank?
You can do electronic banking with the,
with the
bank, right?
Bank.
I mean, I could do it with Wells Fargo, so.
That's easy enough, yeah. Okay, next item of agenda.
Can we go back to banking?
Sure.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead.
We want to try to.
I do agree.
Talk about financials.
I agree, but hello. We have a new board mixed now. I need signatures on the bank from you.
Okay.
I need
okay.
to eliminate
to do it
from Larry. To take him off of the signature cards, things like that. So that will need to happen within this next month here in order to have.
Okay.
And it requires being here during the week.
I can do that.
Or I guess you could probably do it at the State Bank in St. George.
We'll look into that.
Well, I think
I'd probably part of this branch.
That has to be this branch.
Yeah,
has to
be okay.
Branch. Somebody like you has to be there.
Okay.
To verify.
Okay. I will then go down and talk to them and find out what those provisions are.
Okay.
In
do you want to go next item on the agenda?
Yeah,
I we didn't get one printed out, so we're going off this, unfortunately.